We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
So if this, if the whole March Madness thing, the whole college basketball tournament thing,
yeah,
makes you do stuff you don't normally do. We found that out last night.
Yes, we did.
What in the world was that thing that we just did?
I don't know.
What was that thing? So we all met at Born and Raised last night. Our boss got us into it. Apparently somebody got to him and they said, we're doing this thing called a Calcutta. Everybody's got to throw in a bunch of money. And then you go and you bid on different teams. And we're out there and literally we threw in $100 each.
Yeah.
That's a significant amount of money.
Yes, it is.
That's a pretty good solid chunk of money. And we're out there. And everybody had papers and whatnot. Nobody knows jack about college basketball.
That is the important note, because I used to be really into it, but now I've come to the realization that I know any hunch I have is based on something I saw or read by some expert that I didn't even really read into. I just kind of glanced at and said, oh, well, Buffalo sounds like they're a shocker this year.
No, all my knowledge is based on, like, teams that I know have gone to the tournament before. So, like, I know Kentucky's going to go. And I'm like, okay, like, Kentucky's a pretty good team, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, you hear one time, like, 3 or 4 years ago, Colgate made it to, like, the Sweet 16. And I'm like, oh, Colgate. That Colgate. Sounds familiar or whatever.
Isn't that toothpaste?
It is.
Colgate.
But what's funny about you saying that, because you probably know the same amount of college basketball knowledge
exactly.
I have. As far as the teams this year, I don't know Jack. But she writes this morning, I feel good about the teams we got. I'm like, how do you feel
good?
Yeah,
you know why? You know why? Because we put all of our money on Florida State.
You guys can't blame me for this Florida State thing, no.
Oh, we were all swept up in it.
So here's the thing.
Kayla's over there bouncing around in her seat.
Florida State went for like super, like they start the bid out. And Florida State, he started pretty low. And we're like, all right, we'll throw some money. Because they're a top four team in their division. That's how they were like seated.
And they're part of the bracket.
Yeah, and they're part of the bracket. So it was like, okay, we'll throw some money on it. And then I don't know who made the call or whatever, but we get up to like a couple $100. And then I'm like, yeah, we're feeling good. And the people, we're getting ready to close it out. The people across the way upbid us by $50. And I'm like, all right, no more. We can't go above that. And then somebody else made the call to go above it. So I would like to point out that I am not responsible for throwing all of our money on one team.
It might have been me. But
30% of our budget went to Florida State.
Yeah, but here was the thing. So you got to try and figure out. I realized that the idea is you're going to try and buy a team that's going to win at least two games. Because that's how you get your money back.
That's how you get your money
back. That's how you get your money back.
Right.
So there was some wastefulness.
So can I ask then? So basically, every game that they win, you get a percentage of the pot back.
Yes.
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 Got it.
One game, two games, you might.
Because that's Sweet 16.
You might do better. Yeah, Sweet 16, you might do better. Oh, hell, we actually just threw $100 away just to hang out and have one drink.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Even though we call it the Wheel of Bad Impressions, it's not really a wheel at all. It's just we don't have a wheel.
No.
We have a wheel sound effect. I like the wheel sound effect a lot. Wheel sound effect, little Jess.
Woo!
It's a wheel sound effect. But really, it's just a bunch of papers that Kayla didn't tear, cut to have the same exact size and specifications.
Exactly. So no one can tell any difference.
They're all the same. Where's your... Oh, thanks.
I've placed the hat to your right, sir.
I was like, where's your hat? He threw it at me.
I did not.
You didn't?
No, I just carefully placed it near
you. Oh, you should have.
So,
the wheel of bad impressions. Each and every impression will have the musk of Spence's scalp.
Oh, good.
By the way, that made me a little nervous. First thing I did was smell the inside of my hat before I
turned it over. Which I'm appreciative of.
Like they spin the chicken wings. I'm spinning the names.
Yep.
In the hat. Kayla, since this was your idea, spin the wheel of bad impressions. Wait, so are we telling what it is, or are we guessing what it is?
I don't
is?
Know. What did we decide?
Telling what it is? Guess. How many? Okay, raise your hand if you want to tell what it is up front. Just me. Raise your hand if you want to guess.
I want
everybody
to guess.
Else. All yeah. right, we'll guess. All right, so Kayla, we will guess. Don't tell anybody what it is.
Okay.
And here we go.
All right. Hey, y'all, I can't stay married for too long before I start dating someone else because I'm a country music star and Adam Lambert sucks, or Adam Levine sucks.
Oh, that's the, what's that girl? That girl was married to the other guy. On
no,
the
I talk like this because I'm a star and I'm a male.
You're an Elvis
I'm a real
daughter.
Is this not? I'm on The Voice.
I already know it. Miranda Lambert.
Who are you married to?
I was married to Miranda Lambert.
Who are you married to now?
But now I'm dating Gwen Stefani because she's the hottest woman on the planet.
I can't think of his name ever.
Neither can I.
Is it a good impression? Screw Adam Levine.
I don't know. Pretty good. That's really good. What does it rhyme with?
Mick Melton. Mick Melton. Really?
I just can't think of it. I know who it is. I just can't think of the name. Who is it? What's his name? I was going to say Brad Paisley, and I know that's not his name.
Really?
Keep going.
All right. God. I'll tell you right now.
I love the little dance Kayla does while she does
looks
this.
Looks like a potty dance.
Keep going.
Well, you know, sometimes like people get me mistaken with Ryan Reynolds' wife all the time, too, because we share the same name.
Oh, good one. Good clue. Excellent
Thank
clue.
You.
Nice job.
Oh, my God. I never can remember that guy's name, ever.
How?
Blake Shelton.
It's in Blake a zone Shelton. In my brain that I just never can remember
it's
it.
Really Same. Good. Kayla, I'm proud of you.
Thank
Those
you.
Those improv classes are paying off.
Oh, trying my best.
Makes me want to take an improv class again. All right, Spence, since you got it, you get this one.
Okay. And?
I pity the fool that tries to tell me
it's
I can't.
Mr. T.
Mr. T.
Well, I really had a stretch there, didn't I?
Yeah. Mr. T.
Should do another one. Yeah. Here's what sucks. I wrote all these down, too, so I know what's in there. So maybe I'll stay out of it.
Okay.
I'll stay out of it for the most part.
I've got, psoriasis on my
Kim
face.
Kardashian!
Good one! Kim
that
K.
Was good.
All right. I'll choose.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't spin. You didn't spin the wheel last time. Sorry.
Sorry.
I'll spin the wheel. Okay, here we go.
I just got my tattoo changed the other day. Thank you.
Next. Ariana Grande.
Duh. Also, could have been Michael Jackson, which really scared
true.
Me.
Yes.
Or Janet Jackson.
You weren't breathy enough there. You got to be real because Ariana's real
Do
breathy.
Do your Ariana.
I don't know, but Sean.
Well, that's it. Okay. By the way, she does that all day, every day here in the studio.
She does.
Do it without singing.
All right. I used to love Pete Davidson.
But he wasn't enough.
Is that Ariana Grande wearing no pants? Because that was...
Listen to her songs.
That was heavy
I've
breathing.
I've never met...
And just the look on your face really frightened me. It was a side of you I've
I'm
never seen.
I'm so happy
seen.
For Pete and Kate.
It's a side of you I don't know.
It's whisper breathing.
And don't want to know. She was kind of leaning on the counter with her eyes closed.
She got her knees bent.
Yeah.
She sticks her ass out.
Chest forward, butt out. Yeah, it was.
Don't judge the way I talk.
Exactly like that.
You don't know me.
All of a sudden, you're talking. All of a sudden, you're talking yesterday. Yeah, it was like Ariana. And aside, wait, whose turn is it? Oh, so here, you pick for little Jess.
Okay.
Don't look at it.
I won't.
Open it up and just press it against the wall. The piece of paper.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Yeah, don't press that.
Don't press that against the...
Okay.
Okay, little Jess, go. Oh, wait. Spin the wheel.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
A pair of tickets to see Backstreet Boys at Planet
Hollywood.
Is it Chet
Buchanan? What is
no.
this?
I'm kidding.
Well, what are we doing?
I'm doing my impersonation.
This person would say that?
No, but this person would read in that way.
Bruce Buffer.
No.
No, do it again.
Let me think of something else.
Tell them what movie you've been in.
I was the first African-American god.
Oh, Morgan Freeman.
Boom.
That's your Morgan Freeman?
I was trying to get the...
That's your
You know,
Morgan
I don't
Freeman?
Have improv classes, Chad, okay? We're
Kayla, do your Morgan Freeman.
Well, little Jess, let me tell you. No, is that more?
No, that is
Wait,
not.
Blake Shelton. No,
that? That was Blake Freeman. Morgan Shelton.
I can never do. You do your Morgan Freeman because I
no,
can
no, no. Spence first.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman.
Andy Dufresne.
There we go.
Was a tall, lanky fella.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Okay, that's not bad. I was better.
It's a little more nasally.
Yeah.
I've always wondered, have you noticed the commercials sometimes on the television about the Nevada test site and the people who used to work there? Have you seen those commercials?
No.
I always wondered, there's a guy.
Andy Dufresne would not like that.
Andy, well, it went rough on Andy. The sisters also worked in the laundry. Andy didn't walk straight for a month.
That's in the director's cut.
The director's,
you don't see that.
Deleted scenes. Yeah. Deleted scenes. No, but there's a guy who's on those Nevada test site insurance commercials, whatever it is, and I can't ever tell whether it's actually Morgan Freeman or somebody trying to be Morgan Freeman, and whether Morgan Freeman needs to sue these people. And right now I'm envisioning
stealing my likeness.
Right now I'm envisioning somebody who had to do with those commercials going.
By the way, I hate to go back, but a deleted scene of Andy leaving the laundry makes me giggle.
Oh,
how did that not make the movie?
God, my instincts tell me that bit should have been over right there. I should have hit a jingle, but no.
Let's do it.
We'll do what you want.
Yay,
One more. Kayla, spin the wheel.
All right.
Kayla, spinning the wheel. There it is.
Oh, God. I like to swing my hammer around.
Thor.
But I am the king of.
What's his name?
It's Chris Hemsworth, and he's not British. He's Australian.
Was that not Australian?
No, that was British.
Do it again.
I like to swing my hammer.
The visual accompaniment. I got to be honest. If Chris Hemsworth was in Magic Mike, that's what that would have been.
Exactly was.
Yeah.
There's a lot
Magic
of hip, uh-huh. a lot of hip movement
oh,
to
yeah.
go
with
the
swinging.
The
swinging.
It's all about the improv class. You're not doing it right, you guys. This is how you do it. This is how you get in character.
No, I love this.
Spence, one more. That's a hammer.
Spin the wheel. Time for one more.
You're not a clop. Okay, you're some lace curtain, live upstate mother.
Nicholas, what's his name? From
Matt Damon.
You're close.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
His brother. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who's the
guy who did not put the cameras in the right spot? You can't see where they. I don't know what's going on here.
Jack.
I will say
Nicholas.
This: there's three things that are important.
Jack Nicholson.
Cops. Cops, God, and microprocessors. The Hibernia Lickamot. You know about the Hibernia Lickamot, right?
Where did you get that?
That's in the movie. Matt Damon says, hey, I know that
Hibernia.
Guy. Kennebuck. He runs the Hibernia Lickamot.
any guy from Boston Lickamot. Ever.
Expand the character. Expand the name.
My job was as a detective. I worked in the special crimes unit with Martin Sheen.
The real person. Expand that.
I came into fame by doing hip hop music. Because I'm
Marky
from Boston.
Mark Wahlberg
in The Departed. What do you know about The Departed?
What are you kidding?
That was fantastic.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.